Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering. Greg Lesher is with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. He's in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. We got two really important subjects to speak today, and we got a couple of guests calling in. Of course, one of them is an instructor. Gwyneth will be calling in to discuss the graphene oxide. And the other is Steve. Steve, he's a partner of mine in Real Water Independence. Brilliant mind. And are they here today?
Well, we've got Gwyneth, and Gwyneth has been on hold for... Gwyneth is on, and I can just put her on right now. Are you ready for her?
Sure. We can start out with that subject.
Okay. Here we go. Welcome, Gwyneth. You're on with Greg Lesher. I understand you want to talk about graphene oxide. Yeah, really
yes.
Well. I missed your call last night.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, Gwyneth. Yep.
Go ahead.
You probably watched the same video that I watched by Geoengineering.
Yeah, I have watched it. It's quite jaw dropping. The thing about graphene oxide is it's water soluble because it has what it is it's it's atoms of carbon arranged in a flat sheet. That's the graphene. Graphene by itself is not particularly soluble, not particularly reactive with the body. But graphene oxide has oxygen atoms attached to the edges of the carbon atom. And what that makes is an atom that is water soluble, because it attaches to the water molecule and forms a peroxide molecule, so an H2O2, or peroxide ion rather, an H2O2 group attached to the carbon molecule, with the extra O being the oxide in the graphene, if that makes sense. And when it's in this state, it's actually completely water-soluble, because Greg and I were having this discussion and he was saying that there was this magnetic dust that was coming down on the rain and settling on his windshield. And we were saying about, what it might be, because I was saying, well, you can't have anything dissolved in water that is at a neutral pH. And that is actually true, because if you put a peroxide molecule in, it will adjust the pH. Okay. But he said, well, what's this dust? And he said, it's magnetic. It's the weirdest thing. And I said, well, maybe it's iron. But iron's not very soluble, and certainly not anything close to a neutral pH. And the water, it looked clear, didn't it, Greg? When it was
yes,
falling,
it does.
It looked clear. But when it's dried off, it had this magnetic dust. We figured out that it was graphene, you know, just with this conversation. And I said, I think it might be graphene. And I can't remember if it was you or me that first suggested it, but then it made sense. Yeah, graphene oxide. Because graphene oxide is magnetic. And that is something that is really, really detrimental for them to be putting into whatever it is they're spraying.
Yeah, and it has been found. They did the testing. They found graphene oxide in the water.
Yeah. Dane Wigington did the research. He found it. And he made a YouTube video. And he published his research in a YouTube video quite recently. I don't know the date, but it was quite recently, wasn't it, Greg?
Yeah, yeah. And let's also talk about the programming aspect of it and the water that has memory.
Yeah.
And just where this can end up in your body. It's quite scary.
The thing about water is actually, even on its own, it's magnetic. It's paramagnetic because you've got two hydrogen atoms at one end of the molecule, which is, and anyway, you've got a charge at that end of the molecule. I think that the hydrogens are negative and the oxygens are positive, but I'm not sure completely on that one. I'm a bit rusty on my chemistry. But it means that water by itself is magnetic, and that means it has memory. Because if something's magnetic, you can store information on it, and you can certainly do that with water. And Masaru Emoto, a Japanese researcher, has definitely found out that this is true. If anyone wants to go and study his research, he wrote like negative pictograms on the outside of a beaker that had water in it, and then a positive, because he's Japanese, a positive pictogram on another beaker, and then he snap froze the water droplets and saw what happened to them. And the ones that had the negative pictogram written on the outside of the beaker had a much coarser crystalline structure and a much uglier crystalline structure, and the ones that had a positive, happy pictogram, something like love, joy, peace, happiness, healing, beauty, these sorts of words written on the outside of the beaker, they had a beautiful crystalline structure, and it was much more complicated. Now, if you put graphene into the mix, graphene is not just paramagnetic, it's flat-out magnetic. And it is going to enhance the magnetic properties of the water. So and it means that they can program the water with information. They could program it to cause a disease, like any disease, and they could program it. Of course, they could program it to, it also could possibly have a positive effect. They could program it to have life, peace, love, joy, happiness, any of these words written on the outside of the container, but who knows? And I have no evidence that they're actually doing this. But it's certainly a possibility. And this stuff is real. This is serious research. And even graphene oxide by itself is a toxin. It goes to parts of from memory, it goes to parts of the body that have rapid cell multiplication. And it stays there. And it has the possibility to interfere with this rapid cell replication. And really, really mess things up, because then you've got a carcinogen on your hands. Unless the only way that it could possibly not be is if the graphene oxide was strongly programmed with words such as happiness, joy, love, peace, holy, words with a very positive vibe. You know, but I don't think that these people who are into spraying are into positive vibes. Does that make sense?
Well, it does. And Klaus Schwab has said it will be an angrier world. Does that sound like they want to program happiness in there? An
no,
angrier world.
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
It's. Yeah.
When you talk about an angrier world, Greg, when you talk about an angrier world, I mentioned to Mrs. Finelli and our son at dinner last night, the bees are just attacking us here at the farm. All of a sudden, they will come out and they'll sting us, and we've all gotten stung many times. And this is not like we are invading them. They just sense that our presence is unwelcome. And what's happening is sharks in the ocean are attacking swimmers. It's happening all around. Animals are furious. They're attacking us. They've had it with us. So there's a lot to this. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. And one other thing. I've noticed here around Missouri that roofs are becoming blacker. All of a sudden, the roofs are becoming blacker, as you're describing, with what appears to be some kind of a dust or a mold. I'm not sure which it is, but they're becoming blacker. So white roofs have these black patches, black streaks, or the entire roof is covered black. So you're absolutely right. Something is going on. I'm not sure what it is. And I've just noticed that over the last couple of months. So this is not something that has been around for decades. This is just the last few months that the rooftops are becoming blacker. Back to you.
Well, they're following the magnetic lines. That's how they're gathering. They talk about graphene oxide in nanotechnology. And we've all heard that they found those in the vaccines. Well, if they can't get them in through the vaccine, they're going to do it through water and food. I mean, this stuff has the ability to break the blood-brain barrier, okay? The only way I know how to get it out is to distill it out and give that water a new memory.
Yeah. There is actually one other possible way of not necessarily removing it, but neutralizing it. And that is, which is actually what I'm doing anyway, but compost colloids. If you fill your whole garden with compost, the compost colloids will bind to the graphene oxide and will neutralize.
I agree. But once it's in the water,
and
you're stuck with it in the water.
Once it's in the water, it dissolves. But then once it goes into the compost and begins to dehydrate a bit, and the compost colloids will actually bond to the graphene oxide because it is magnetic. And the charge will attract the compost colloids. So there is.
All right, we're going into a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Let's talk about graphene oxide. And Greg Lesh is with us. He's in Utah, USA Prepares instructor. Gwyneth Isaacs has called in, USA Prepares instructor in Australia. And I just wanted to mention a couple of things. Greg, when we have Steve call in, I will let you know when I see him. So I have not seen him. So I'll let you know the minute we receive his call. Next thing is that the roofs that I've seen that have this black substance on them, and it covers the roof, is typically on the north side of the roof, not the southern side, the eastern side, or the western side. It's the north-facing side. So my belief is that the sunlight has something to do with this. So what it is, I'm not sure, but it's mostly on the northern side, northern slopes.
It's an easy test you can do. You gather a little of this and see, and get a good strong magnet, like the type of magnet you'd use to pick up dropped parts. You know, like if you dropped a screw down in an area where you can't get it out of your car, you get that little telescoping. And anyway, put that magnet up to it and see what happens to that material. Now we've given you the good news about it is that, a compost will neutralize it and distillation will remove it. Here's the bad news. We're breathing it. It's in our food. This is an extinction level event once it gets to a certain point. And is there anything we can do about that? Yeah, there is. It's called prayer. You know, we're told through Scripture that we're told through Scripture that if we didn't intervene, that all flesh would be in danger of annihilation, okay? Who's that leaving out? And the only way that I think we're going to see that is if we start praying for intervention in this process. Otherwise, there's not much hope for the humanity with what's going on. And Dane Worthington was very, you know, also an instructor, USA Prepares instructor, was making that point very clear. Very, very clear. This is extinction-level events occurring.
So, class, if you want to go to USA Prepares instructor Dane Wigington's website, it's geoengineeringwatch.org, geoengineeringwatch.org. Dane Wigington has taken upon himself, made it a mission to spread the word for over a decade that I know of. And he's been on the air with us many times. Greg, I just want to let you know that, and Gwyneth, our delay between Missouri and Genesis Communications Network is about 1.7 seconds. So we're having a long delay. I've also noticed dropouts in this in the data that this broadcast is seeing. So what that means to me is that this kind of thing happens when we're over the target, that we become interfered with. I'm not exaggerating. So one or many of us may be taken offline. I just saw another dropout on my screen. So if that happens, whoever's left, please continue the broadcast, class, okay? So, Greg, if it's you, please continue. Gwyneth, if it's you, please continue. And I have on the call screen Steve. How would you like to proceed, Greg? Do you want all of us on, or shall I put Gwyneth on hold for a few minutes? How do you want to do this?
Yeah, Steve is a partner of mine, and we're developing some higher technology in real water independence, RWI technology. He's a brilliant mind. He's very.
Steve is on the air right now.
Yeah, Steve.
Gwyneth is on hold.
Welcome.
Gwyneth is on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Steve.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, we're going into a break. We're going into a commercial break. All right. We've got a delay, Greg. It's going to be it's over 2 seconds now. It's over a 2 second delay, so it's going to be very easy for us to step on each other. So just be mindful of that going forward, Steve. Kind of keep that in mind as well. We're going to be back in just a couple minutes. Steve, you'll be up as soon as we get back. Give us just a couple minutes for commercial announcements. I'm Vincent Finelli.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. A bill to make sex trafficking of a child a felony once again in California was blocked this week by Democrats in the Assembly Public Safety Committee after passing unanimously in the California Senate. The author of the legislation is Senator Sharon Grove, the Republican from Bakersfield.
And we got to public safety, and to our shock yesterday, the Public Safety Committee on the Assembly side did kill the bill.
Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds will sign a bill today that effectively bans most abortions after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The bill will prohibit abortions after a heartbeat is detected, which can happen as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy.
Current Iowa law allows abortions up to 20 weeks. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood, California, with actors set to hit the picket lines today. The union representing 160,000 actors is going on strike. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today.
Today.
God, you're
take my when you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Okay, so we've got Greg Lesher in Utah. Gwyneth Isaacs is on hold. Steve is with us. And welcome, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay. Why don't we get right into it? Greg, back to you.
Yeah. Steve's got a lot of knowledge. He's an electrician, and he's been working on solar fields. In fact, he's had his hands on most of the solar fields in California. And it's a good thing they're putting in all these solar fields and the wind farms so that when California makes the internal combustion engine illegal, that they'll have all this power to run off of, right, Steve?
Yeah, it's a good thing that Arizona is going to have all that power to run off of.
You said Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona. It's all going out to Arizona. Nothing's going to California. We've got thousands and thousands of acres of solar power plants, and all the power's being shot straight out to Arizona. Nothing's going to California.
That's kind of amazing. What about the windmill? You know, windmills, are those pretty effective?
Yeah, they're pretty effective. They're a great way to spend money. Through the entire life cycle of, and so they cost about $3.5 million each. And in this industry, you can pretty much scale the money to the watts that they put out. So they're about 3.5 megawatts each, so, and they're basically $3.5 million each. They put out a lot of power, but the amount of materials that go into building these things, and also consider the fact they're completely, you know, it's impractical to try to recycle them. All the materials just basically go straight into the ground. It's not even really practical to shred the turbine blades. It's just too big and just too much waste. But they'll never put out as much energy through their entire life cycle as what it takes to build them. So, yeah, they're great at spending a lot of money. So all the money that we're putting into these alternative energy programs, it's basically just lining the pockets of the politicians that approve the programs.
I'm sitting back listening to this, Steve. I built a solar array and a battery bank and designed it from scratch, and I built the solar array for 19 cents a watt. 19 cents a watt, less than one-fifth of what you're talking about a commercial enterprise would make one of these wind turbines for. And solar panels are allegedly have a lifespan of 25 years. I don't believe it for a second. I believe they last much longer than that. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they have a lifespan of about 5 years. And by the end of the 5 years, you're down to about 60% efficiency. Now, the best panels you're going to get right now, and of course I'm not looking at, I'm not reading a script, I just called in. This is, you know, just going off of basic memory. You're not going to get anything better than about, I think we peaked out at about 42% efficiency right now, which is, that's pretty good. I mean, I'm a big advocate of solar. I mean, they're great. I'm not being sarcastic about it. They're recyclable. That's one of the things that I really do like. But, you know, they're cadmium or gallium arsenate. And I forgot the other chemistry. Cadmium telluride. They're not very safe chemicals, but they're pretty easy to contain and they're pretty easy to recycle. But, if you think that you're going to buy any class of a photovoltaic module and you think you're going to get anything out of it after 5 years, you're going to be highly disappointed. But, they'll last. Absolutely. They'll last 25, 50 years, whatever. But then you're down to like maybe 5% efficiency, you know, at that point. It's just trash at that point. There's no reason for it.
Steve, do you know that? How do you know
because
that?
Because I work in the industry.
So you're saying that, we know that photovoltaic panels degrade over time. And so when they're brand new and they haven't hit the sunlight, they have their maximum potential. And every year after that, the more sunlight they get, the less energy they can produce. We all believe
that. Yeah, they wear out. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm a big advocate of solar, not just because I make a lot of money installing it. And because I've done it so much, I'm a huge advocate of it because it just works really, really well. We're dealing with technologies where we're increasing the efficiencies of them all the time. You know, the bifacial units are pretty awesome, really, when you think about it, because they're picking up the shortwave and the longwave radiations coming off the sun. You know, they're taking a lot of reflective heat off of the ground, and when you're in a tracking array, you get reflections coming off of the face of some modules, and they're reflecting a lot of thermal radiation across the backs of these modules. And they've designed bifacial units that will pick up those thermals and also, you know, in a photovoltaic manner. And we have ways of tracking that. We have, irradiance meters and stuff like that track width or track the sun. believe me, there's a lot of money spent on the science involved there. And that's why I'm a big advocate of solar. But, you know, you also have to consider, and you, doing it yourself, you know what you can do with it, but you have complete control of where you put that power, you know, and using a battery backup system. And again, energy storage is key, right? And that's why that's a huge thing in the industry right now, that we're doing massive battery banks. But I also have to caution you about that because, you know, people that are big advocates of electric vehicles, they're actually creating a massive problem on a global scale because of the lithium. So if you're going to use battery energy storage, I really suggest looking at a different battery architecture, you know, such as sodium. It's a lot safer, a lot less volatile. You're not making these massive lithium mines, you know, these open pit mines that are just raping the environment. It's horrible if you've seen the, you know, what happens there, where there's an abundance of salt. And the only difference is that these saltwater batteries are just big and heavy, which is fine, fixed installation. But, you know, you're not going to put them in a car. It just doesn't make any sense at all. And when we're talking about electric vehicles, then we're talking about lithium ion. That's the best technology that you're going to get. And, yeah, it's pretty bad. And it's, you know. And it's
Wait. When you say lithium ion is the best technology we're going to get, I don't have lithium ion.
For vehicles.
Oh, okay. For vehicles. Except for the fires and the crashes. But what?
I'm talking about the most efficient power energy storage you're going to get for vehicles because they're mobile. So you need more lightweight. It's going to be lithium-ion, which is destructive. It's horrible. You know, it's a major hazard.
You're talking about energy density. Energy density.
You're not going to get very much energy density out of it, but you're going to get what, you know, you got something to work with at least. But you know, it's a bad.
I don't have a lithium-ion battery bank here at our farm, but what I do have is nickel. I have nickel iron. What are your thoughts about that?
Oh, nickel's good. I like the old nickel cadmium. You know, it's just you're not going to get that much density, but it was decent technology. But, you know, it developed some memory. And but, you know, I'm an older guy, so, you know, I got the older stuff.
I'm not saying nickel cadmium. I'm saying nickel iron.
Right.
No, and what's your opinion on that?
I've had... what is your opinion on NIFE, battery bank, where if you have a problem, you just replace the electrolyte?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. I think it's decent technology. I haven't researched it very much because it's not my thing. I haven't had to, right?
Okay.
But I think it's probably good technology.
Right, so it sounds to me.
I'll look into it more. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's an outstanding technology. It was developed around 1900. Thomas Alva Edison's company pioneered it, and we don't know how long the cells will last because there's some from 1906 that are still going, which is absolutely not the case with lithium ion. You're looking at five to seven, maybe 10 years, and then you throw them away with no recycling plan in sight, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's talk about what do we do. Is there any alternative other than reduce the amount of power consumption? Because you're a fan of solar, and so am I, and so is Greg, and so is Gwyneth. I know this for a fact. However, I believe that if we just keep putting solar panels on the face of the Earth, we will increase the temperature of the face of the Earth because we're replacing living vegetation that doesn't absorb heat as much as these solar panels do. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm not going to agree with increasing the temperature of the Earth on that because they do absorb quite a bit. If you ever walked through a solar field, which I don't believe most people have because it's restricted access because it's a power plant, you know. But I know, and I bought my thermal camera out there, and they sure soak up a lot of heat, a lot more than any plant will. I mean, I can show you the thermal signatures just, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying they are absorbing a lot more heat than trees and grass, for sure. Which,
okay.
If we keep planting solar panels.
And they're in location. They're not cutting trees down. Well, they are in North Carolina. I'll take that back. So you have to understand that my perspective comes from California, Southern California. I do most of my solar field work in Southern California, which is the Mojave Desert, you know. So my perspective on it is going to be a little bit different than most people's perspectives, like if you're in Europe, because you don't have these massive deserts to put these solar panels on. So now let me switch gears real quick. I was with a team that we were advocating a floating solar project. And it's not a whole lot different to put it on water. We've already got the technology going on. The only problems we have now is waves. So, I mean, we would have to come up a way to, you know, mitigate that. And my way of mitigating that would be to actually utilize the wave energy, right? I mean, why wouldn't you? But, you know, it's really hard to get these design engineers to see things from a practical approach because they don't. Everything looks different on paper. But, yeah, so what do I think about the offset by, you know, all the trees? I don't know. I couldn't tell you because the only big solar farms that I've done in forests was North Carolina, and they're not big. They're like maybe two megawatts. And, yeah, they cut down trees. But you're not going to cover the forests in, you know, in the northern regions of the world with solar panels. And if you did, that would be catastrophic because that's what produces the most of the oxygen for the world in those northern forests.
Yeah, I agree. And I also believe that the temperature of the desert is rising because the blue-black face of solar panels, either poly or microcrystalline, absorbs more heat than the tan of the desert. And we are volatilizing the water, the moisture that's in the desert, so that there's less moisture in the desert, less plants in the desert, and I don't think it's a good thing either.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And I'd like to get Steve's comment. So, solar panels, once they're manufactured, are mostly passive in nature. They're dangerous to manufacture, the mining, the rare earth minerals and metals, etc. And then what do you do when disposal is a problem, although there is a potential for recycling. Wind turbines are much more dangerous to the environment because they're making animal life angry. They're making birds angry with the noise. They're making animals below the wind turbines angry with the noise, and they're making sea life angry with the noise that's transduced through the masts into the water. And then the disposal problem is serious because they only last somewhere around 10 years or so. They're mechanical. They require maintenance. And then what do you do with them when they're done? They are hard to or almost impossible to recycle. So the only answer I can think, and of course the fossil fuels, that's contributing to warming the earth as well, and destroying the quality of air. So now the real problem is, what do we do? And the answer, the only thing I can think of, is use less energy. Use less energy. Use it only where it's necessary. Be judicious with it. And not only is the energy creation expensive and damaging of the planet, the use of the energy at the appliance level is damaging because that's putting more heat into the environment as well. So what are your thoughts, Steve? Have I lost my mind or are you with me on this?
No, I'm with you to a certain degree, but I mean, you mentioned a few different things. You're focusing on the negatives of what we're utilizing now to not even quite meet our energy requirements, obviously, because, you know, we're having to make more. But, I mean, you mentioned wind turbines, and, I got something slightly amusing about that because I actually work in that area. They had to retrofit a lot of the wind turbines in the Mojave Desert because of how you're saying they make things angry. Yes, they make Edwards Air Force Base pretty angry, too, because of the frequencies coming off of them. Were screwing around with a lot of their experimental stuff. So they had, people in, black SUVs pulling up to these wind turbines and harassing them, saying, you got to shut it down. And they're like, no, you can go screw yourself. We're not shutting anything down. this is Department of Energy stuff. It's beyond your jurisdiction. So that's kind of amusing stuff. But you said that, hydrocarbons, right, oil. Well, we're actually in the process of retrofitting refineries right now, and I can't say too much about it, because it's early stages, but we're using camelina seed, so camelina oil, and that directly pulls the carbon right out of the air, right? Because it's a plant, right? It's carbon sequestration. And we refine it, we process it. It does the exact same thing. It's a biofuel, biodiesel, but it's not French fry oil, right? This is a seed oil. You can't eat this. It's toxic, right? But it doesn't affect the environment the way it would affect your body, right? You know, because you're not consuming this oil. They're refining that, and they're finding that it's pretty effective. So, but long story short, there's never going to be one solution to our energy needs. And you're right. You know, the only real solution is to reduce. But if you're looking for solutions and you still want to consume energy, well, there's going to be multiple solutions. You're going to have to look at everything. You know, that's why I say there's never going to be one solution. It has to be a hybrid solution of everything available at our disposal. I mean, Europe right now, they're ramping up their nuclear power production, because really nuclear is a lot more efficient than anything else, and it's less wasteful. But, you know, it has its own problems. You know, everything you do, you're going to have problems. It doesn't matter what you're trying to do. So I guess, in short, yeah, reduce. You know, what's the big deal about having all these electronic devices anyway? Obviously, I'm using one now. I have electronic devices surrounding me right now, but I'm in my work area where I need these things to produce the technology that Greg and I are trying to get out there, because that, in the long run, is going to help people. Big time, right? Because we need water, because, you know, everything affects the water, right? It's a circulatory system for the planet. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, it makes sense, and we agree to agree. We really do. I think that, you know, I looked at the alternative solutions for energy, and I came up with solar being the best for our farm. But what I've accomplished here, I'm not trying to brag, but what I've accomplished is our farm, which runs 100 head of cattle on 241 acres, uses the same amount of electricity as the standard American home. We use so little electricity. When we're on the grid, we use that much, and we're off the grid too. So much so that the electric company sent two trucks over here to figure out how we're stealing electricity because we're using so little compared to everybody else. Absolutely true. And of course, they couldn't find anything because of efficiency. So that's where I think we all need to be. I want to thank you, Steve, for joining with us. I hope you are able to find time to come back with us again and again. Gwyneth in Australia, thank you. By the way, this broadcast end-to-end, Gwyneth is solar-powered on her end, and I'm solar-powered in Missouri, and GCN is in the middle. And Greg's solar-powered as well. Greg, thank you so much for making all this happen.
Thank you. Thank
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.